On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You have aligned to Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee. Here's a bit of a roadmap for our discussion. We'll discuss Governor Evers' legislation that would repeal the personal property tax, the wolf hunt bill making the season optional, and let's start with legislation aimed at speeding up the confirmation process of the governor's political appointees. What questions do you have about how lawmakers confirm the secretaries for state agencies? Should there be a hard and fast deadline for these confirmations? It's 800-642-1234. State Senator Tim Carpenter represents the 3rd District, includes parts of southern and western Milwaukee. Senator Carpenter, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So the Senate is charged, of course, with confirming the state agency heads. We see on the schedule that tomorrow includes several of the governor's cabinet level appointees getting going before the Senate for full vote. You have a bill aimed at speeding up confirmations. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. To begin with, when Governor Evers won his election, the Republicans had a lame duck session that took the governor's powers and the attorney general's powers away in certain areas. The problem we've been having this session with the Republicans in the majority in the Senate is that Governor Evers, since 2019, more than 150 of his appointments are still waiting Senate confirmation. And of those 104 of them, they've waited longer than 100 days without confirmation. And so, and also several have not received confirmation since January 25th, 2019, 957 days later. What the Republicans are doing is abusing the advice and consent of the Senate. Their leadership is holding up a lot of Governor Evers' appointments. That makes it more difficult, or they're using it as a threat. They already voted to not concur in Senator Brad Paff. He was the Secretary of Agriculture, and he said something they didn't like, and so they voted down his confirmation. And I just think it's not good for the institution itself that people that are appointed by the governor, should vote for them up or down. They should go through the confirmation process. And so that's why we tried to introduce a bill to draw attention and try and reform the nomination process for any governor, Democratic or Republican.
What would your legislation do exactly?
Well, what we do is we require the Senate president, he would have to refer a nomination to a committee within 10 days after the appointment is submitted to the Senate. And then the committee must report its recommendations to the Senate within 50 days of referral. The rules are further amended to require the state Senate must consider a nomination within 40 days after the committee has reported its findings and recommendations on the nominations to the Senate. So we set up about a 100-day window exactly. That gives a timetable of some of these appointees should get a public hearing. Many of them have cabinet positions, important positions on boards and commissions. And we're just trying to, as a minority member, draw attention to the abuse of the system that is happening now under the Republicans.
What do you think is going on? Why is there this holdup with confirmations?
I think it's petty politics. It's very frustrating because I've been in the legislature when we had times that we could work across the aisle and get some things done. But it seems like at every point, Speaker Voss or some Republicans, Steve Noss, other people are really changing the institution of things that were considered to be bipartisan or the norm or collegiality. That's all gone out the window. The attempt, in my opinion, by the Republicans is just to make Governor Evers appear weak and not allow any of his proposals or any of his nominees take office. And so it's very frustrating to have that happen. They keep on talking about the balance of power between the branches and things of that nature, but they certainly aren't treating the confirmation process of the governor very well at all. In fact, they'd be screaming if the shoe was on the other foot.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee as we look at political appointees legislation he's put forth on making the process more streamlined and providing deadlines in the confirmation process of political appointees. You can join in at 800-642-1234. You mentioned commissions and boards, and there's been certainly a divisiveness around Dr. Fred Prehn, the state's Natural Resources Board, after Prehn refused to step down at the end of his term in May, and the board sets policy for the DNR. What should happen here?
Well, I'm very disappointed. I tried contacting the board member, Dr. Prehn, to talk about him. His appointment, his term had expired on May 1st of this year, and he still has not stepped down from the board. There was another appointee that's serving because the person followed the rules. They were a Walker appointee. That person stepped down, and so another Governor Evers appointee was appointed. But for whatever reason, Dr. Prehn feels that he's, in my opinion, above the law, and wants to stay on the commission just to maintain a partisan edge to the Department of Natural Resources. And I don't think that's good. I don't think it's good for the long term. And it's clear that Dr. Prehn is doing this all for political purposes, just to go ahead and deal with issues like the wolf hunt or spearfishing, regulation of PFAS, things of that nature. And unfortunately, the Senate leaders in Madison are basically backing him up. They refuse to allow any appointments to the DNR board. The person that should be on the board is sitting on the sidelines, ready to go in. She's very well qualified, but Dr. Prehn is basically, it's falling on deaf ears. He refuses to leave his expired term.
You're talking about Sandra Nass. I'm wondering, you know, the September board meeting was canceled, first time in a number of years. Are you concerned that the DNR and its board may not be working together over this issue?
Yes, I think we have a usurper still in office, Dr. Prehn. And there was a meeting in Milwaukee where there was discussion of the wolf hunt. And as I mentioned before, I voted on his confirmation. He was voted en masse with a bunch of other appointments. And I went up to him before the meeting and asked him, what are you doing? Why are you not stepping down? And tried talking with him. But the best I could get out of him was that he called the DNR warden and tried to have me removed from the committee meeting. And that's when the whole issue came up about the numbers in a wolf hunt. Mm. And so I think Dr. Prehn says he's a public servant. I don't think he is, because he's not listening to the public, and he's polarizing and politicizing the DNR board, which it shouldn't be. Things should be decided by the scientific method, working with professionals. And it shouldn't be run because of a Republican philosophy of, degrading our resources and not doing what the public wants.
Let's bring in a call now. Shelley in Oregon. Hi, Shelley. What are your thoughts?
Well, my question is that with situations like this where the confirmations are not being put through, is there a way that there could be a referendum or a vote that the people of Wisconsin would decide this issue, since we can't seem to get our politicians to come to an agreement on it?
That's a great question. The problem is the Republicans are so drunk with power that they would refuse to allow any bill to get even a public hearing on, let alone bring to the floor. And so it seems like, as every day goes by, there's more and more maneuvers by the Republicans to try and lessen the impact that Democrats would have, or in this case, to make sure that appointments are brought up in a timely fashion. It's not good for the institution. If there's any way that we could do it, we're trying to try lawsuits, things of that nature, but it's very difficult when they're in such solid control of both houses of the legislature.
Shelley, thank you for the call. Let's turn to your wolf hunt bill. State Senator, you have a bill that would change state law on wolf hunting. What would your bill do?
Sure. Well, Wisconsin is the only state in the nation that mandates a wolf hunt. And we all know the gray wolf in Wisconsin was considered an endangered species. That's why you can buy a license plate from the state of Wisconsin with a gray wolf on it and the words endangered species. The Republicans deliberately put in a mandatory hunt of wolves under the Governor Walker administration. Our bill does the very smart and common issue of changing there shall be a wolf hunt, it would mandate a wolf hunt. We just changed the word to may.
So you changed one word in the statute, in the state statute.
Yes, and that goes back and gives the DNR board the authority to use their contacts with the tribes, with the individuals out there in various parts of the state, to come up with a decision to see if there should be a wolf hunt. In my personal opinion, it was abhorrent that there was a wolf hunt that was done in February of this year. And mainly that was done because of a out-of-state hunting-based group, Hunter Nation, that sued. And we had this very disorganized, terrible wolf hunt. And if we change the language to saying very simply that the state of Wisconsin shall have a wolf hunt, we say it may, and leave it up to the DNR board and their scientists to try and come up with better numbers and better management of the gray wolves in Wisconsin.
Let's spend a moment on the litigation. Six Ojibwe tribes are suing Wisconsin, claiming that these wolf hunts go against their treaty-protected rights. Is Wisconsin overstepping and not fairly sharing resources with tribal nations?
I believe so. I believe when the February hunt that the state of Wisconsin in bad faith did not work and try and work with the different tribes. So six tribes in Wisconsin have filed suit. They have the right to go ahead and have certain treaty rights that include the gray wolf. There were treaty rights that were given in 1837 and 1842 that basically allows them to have some control over the natural resources. And they were not in and given any type of, let's say, major input into the previous wolf hunt. And the Republicans are gearing forward only because Dr. Preen is still on the board. If he was not on the board, I don't think there would be a wolf hunt.
We're talking with Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee about proposals he's backing, moving on to prescription drug costs and your family. What type of ideas do you have for lawmakers to bring prescription drug costs down? What do you think about Evers' draft legislation for a personal property tax repeal? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute for more State Cap on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You have aligned to Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee. The governor and Democrats in the legislature are attempting to eliminate a property tax paid by businesses that Republicans have wanted to do away with for a long time. And under Evers' bill, local governments could recoup lost revenues from money set aside in the state budget. What do you think of such a plan? 800-642-1234. State Senator Tim Carpenter with us for nine more minutes. I just want to get your take on the personal property tax and eliminating it for businesses. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've opposed it for many years. My main concern is that for my constituents, I hear the personal property or the residential property tax payers are the ones that are the most that are hurting the most. A concern is if we go ahead and the state hasn't increased shared revenue in many years to local units of government, my concern is that the state will go back on its promise to make up the lost revenue by exempting personal property. And so I think it can be done in a way to target, let's say, smaller businesses, try to, and we can't guarantee that that money that is the local units of government would be losing by not being able to tax the personal property. That in the future, local government budgets will suffer. And as the Republicans build their budgets, they tend not to direct resources towards Dane, Milwaukee, other parts of the state. And so it's kind of a risky proposition, but I want to remain open to the proposal that Governor Evers forwarded and also Senator Brad Paff.
And your colleague, Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel, who was one of the authors of the original Republican-backed bill on this, says the Democrats' bill includes poison pill provisions, and he says it's not a clean sweep of tax relief. What is your take on that?
Well, my good friend Dewey Strobel would like it if no one, you know, any of the Republican allies paid any taxes whatsoever. I can't believe that there's no area that we could try and develop a compromise with. But with people like Senator Strobel or Speaker Voss, there is no middle ground. And anything that's proposed by us is shot down very quickly. It's not even given a hearing, things of that nature. And you have a tendency for the Republicans to come out with outlandish bills and outlandish statements. And so everything has to be done on their terms. And I don't think it's fair. The governor signed the past budget this past time and fulfilled his commitment to give a 15% tax cut for the middle class. And so the governor can work with the Republicans. It's just the Republicans don't want to work with the governor.
In the interest of finding compromise and middle ground, we heard from Kathy in St. Francis, called in, couldn't stay with us, but wants to ask you how we can work across the aisle with Republicans, Kathy asks, people whose beliefs are so far from center when it comes to masking and vaccinations.
It is the most troubling thing I have seen in my entire career in the state legislature that Governor Evers and other responsible public health people have tried to do the best they can under this pandemic. But unfortunately, the Republicans don't have a plan to deal with COVID. It's anything that comes forward that, in my opinion, would save people's lives, save them from getting sick. The Republicans say, no, you can't do that, or no, no. And so they haven't come up with any proposals, but they say no to everything. And I firmly believe on the national level and the state level, because of President Trump and because of the Republican state legislature, people needlessly got sick and people needlessly died just because they want to play politics on a pandemic. And that's really sad with public health. If that can't take number one and the party just won't meet on it. The chair of the Senate Health Committee last year in the midst of the pandemic didn't hold a hearing for 9 months. That's Senator Teston from Stevens Point. And so the Republicans have shown no interest whatsoever about coming up with a public health strategy on how to deal with COVID. And it's very frustrating.
We're talking with State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee. You co-authored a bill at the beginning of September that would create a review board for prescription drug affordability. The bill has not received a public hearing. How would it ensure prescription drug prices become affordable?
Well, thank you for asking. Governor Evers, I was served on his task force about the rising cost above prescription drugs. I was a caregiver for both my parents. They're both gone now. And I know the big role prescription drugs play in keeping people in their own homes, not in nursing homes, or keeping them healthy so they don't end up in the hospital. And so I believe there are about 12 proposals that came from the governor's task force that have been drafted and introduced. And people overwhelmingly believe that prescription drug prices have been going through the roof. And the frustrating part is the percentages of the cost of prescription drugs are going up at such a higher rate, and people's individual incomes aren't matching that type of increase. So it's causing, again, people to try and decide between paying their bills or getting prescription drugs that they need.
How much latitude and how much authority would a review board have?
Well, I'm sure if we would pass the bill, the Republicans would challenge it in court. They have a tendency to like to spend millions of dollars litigating things. But I think the board should go ahead and have the authority to monitor and certainly get advice out to people and make it more transparent how pharmaceutical companies are passing on price increases. To go ahead and see what's wrong. Why did this cost of a prescription drug go up 900%? And so I think having a review board would be very good in monitoring different prescription drug prices that in many cases are life-saving prescriptions that people need. It's not an option. They need the prescription.
State Senator Tim Carpenter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and I hope you have a great week.
You too. Tim Carpenter represents the 3rd District, includes parts of southern and western Milwaukee. Just ahead, we discuss how to reduce emissions produced during food production and how farming can help absorb carbon from the atmosphere. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.